No.
Welcome to Spooky Stories with the Shockwave Podcast. We're here to tingle your ears with words that will horrify you.
Welcome to the Shockwave Podcast. I'm John David, here with Ellie, Hannah, and Lauren. Hi. And happy Halloween. Sorry for that spooky introduction. Just wanted to start things off with
that. That was so hard not to laugh. I want everyone to know that that was painful to try not to laugh during.
Wow. We're going to get started here with a classic Harding ghost story. Everybody knows Gertie. That's who the bell tower is named after.
I feel like we need like a campfire, but that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. We need to dim the lights.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna get freaked out. There we go. Oh no, I'm kind of scared.
I am told in hush-hush tones a story that unfolded years ago in the creaky corners of Godden Hole that plunges my blood to icy depths and speeds my pulse to rapidity. The epic began when Galloway College for Girls was in full bloom, holding the position of one of the finest educational institutes in the South. The school was young and actively centered around a sweet dame called Gertrude. Then one late November evening, while most of the women were fast asleep, tragedy struck and a bitter, terrifying blow. Gertrude came in from a small party with some friends in town, said goodnight to her date, and climbed the stairs to her room. The white, frilly evening gown she wore swished merrily as she tiptoed down the long corridor. Suddenly she halted, listened for a moment, as though she heard a sound, and changed her course and began walking cautiously toward the now abandoned three-story elevator shaft. Her long platinum blonde hair rolled across a white neck as she cocked her head to listen again. A blood-curdling scream rippled through the halls, arousing the other girls from slumber, and chaos took command of the dorm. One lady saw a huge, dark form hurtle by her and disappear down the flight of stairs. A hysterical house mother finally found wits enough to call the police, and they found Gertrude at the bottom of the elevator shaft, dead! The blow had a devastating impact on the students. Why, Gertie would never get old, much less die, they had said. She would always be the beautiful, young, and vibrant girl. And even in death, associates agreed that Gertrude would looked alive. They buried her in her white evening gown. People began to say things about the colleges, and parents withdrew their daughters. The school began to collapse, and in the meantime, police found nothing of the supposed killer. Finally, the case was dropped under the caption, accident. Several years later, just before Galloway closed down, a freshman awakened at midnight and ambled down the hall for a drink. A harvest moon cut ribbons of light across the walkway. The freshman paused at the elevator shaft and peered through the partly boarded area. She stifled a scream, somehow managed to make it back to her room, and woke her roommate up. Just before she dropped into a dead faint, she told her roomie, "I could see her in the moonlight, sitting there. In a white evening gown, combing her platinum blonde hair." It is told that she had said this to her friends, "I love this place and never intend to leave it, never." But what are Ghosty Gertie's plans concerning the immediate housing shortage that goes into effect when Godden Hall is wrecked? Will she move into Patty Cobb? I doubt it. For with the destruction of Godden, so goes the ghost story. And in the meantime, make the most of her. Girls, a fourth for Rook is hard to find late at night around these parts.
That's very fun. Wow. Creepy.
Oh, wow. Bright light.
That's from an article published in 1950. So it's a pretty long running.
Goodness. Well, when did Gertrude die?
I don't know
if I want to know.
Yeah.
She was actually the reason I did not want to come to Harding as a child, because I had heard the stories and I was like, yes, I was so scared. I was like, there's a ghost there.
That's funny.
I can't be there, because my dad saw her while he was here.
Wait, what?
The bricks they used to build that building, I think Godden Hall, when they tore it down, they used it to build Patty Cobb and also the Lee Building.
And so,
wonder that's what everyone says is haunted.
Yeah, it's the,
that's the two.
Why. It's not asbestos, it's Gertie. Yeah.
It's not, you're right, it's her. And so, it was the music building before it is what it is now. And people would report that they would hear like piano music coming in, like at 2 a.m., and like people walking around footsteps when they were the only other one in the building. And scary stuff like that. So my dad, of course, every college student has done this. He was coming back late at night from Taco Bell and trying to get back before curfew. And he said he and his friend were walking past and they looked up into the window of the Lee building. And as soon as they looked up, this woman wearing a white dress. So I think it's interesting that he's always said she was wearing a white dress. And this article also said she wore a white dress. And as soon as they saw her, she just like went backwards, like just completely like dissolved backwards.
Not you.
What? No. That helps you be less scared. Yeah, that's the noise she made. She like went backwards and they looked at each other. They're like, we're never going to talk about this again.
But then they did.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's.
Let me just say, I have never gone to Taco Bell right before curfew.
Me either. Yeah. I don't like Taco Bell, though.
No, me neither.
I'm glad that's what you picked out of that story.
Yeah, that's really spooky. Looking in people's windows at night. If you look in my window, you'll see my free boy advice sign that I had at the first time DJ Mixer. I still have it just placed in the window, so anyone knows if they want any free boy advice, just come to
throw a rock
at Alan 226. Come by. Say hi. What are you going to say, Hannah?
I lived in Petty Cobb, and Gertie's name was mentioned quite often. I know a lot of people who definitely thought she was there.
Really?
Yeah.
I know there's, like, one room specifically in Petty Cobb that people are like, it's this one. At least that's what I've heard.
I don't know this one specific room, but, yeah, my suite mates definitely respected Gertie.
What do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean by respected, like?
Just different things. Like, they're like, we know not to make too much noise. Gertie doesn't like
it. Oh, no.
I just think that's really funny. They were you know, we make sure to close our door. And they just did things.
Oh
yeah. I mean,
just play, like, put like a plate of cookies out or something.
Yeah. It was a joke, but it was funny.
I think we should bring the ghost hunters to campus and have them spend the night in a couple of buildings.
That would be so fun.
What do you mean, Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah.
What? No, they have a show called
Ghost Hunters.
I don't watch TV.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean you don't watch TV? You don't watch TV at all?
You know what I'm talking about?
You're Bill Murray. Will you come to camp?
Who are you going to call?
John David, we really need to discuss this. Yeah. You don't watch TV?
No, I don't have time.
Ever?
No.
It's been around for a long time.
Okay, I
you cannot tell me you were 7 years
old.
I watched TV.
I didn't have cable then either. But like,
okay.
Now I don't watch TV now.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, yes, they're definitely a thing.
Okay.
And yeah. Does anybody remember the video that Harding University put out? Like the official, I think they just did it on Facebook, the official social media account where they kind of did a joke about the ghosts in the Lee building?
No.
Oh.
I have to go watch that.
Yeah, we'll have to find it afterwards. It's really funny.
Because, I mean, it is part of like Harding's culture, I guess.
Yeah. It is definitely just like a jokey video, but it's funny.
Oh, so. There's just been no like Gertie sightings, I guess, in the past like 10 years. So, if you have any, email us. I want to know.
Fine. Okay. Our producer, Lauren, I think she's got one. Well, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
She's usually sitting behind the screen making sure everything is going according to plan. So,
yes. Okay, well, first of all, I'm a huge Halloween fan. Love Halloween, love costumes, love it all. Not a huge fan of haunted houses and that kind of things. But my scary story comes from a CD. Yes, kids, a CD. That's
a compact disc.
Yes, it was shiny on one side, and then on the front, it had like the names of all the tracks. Super cool.
Circular. It had a little hole in it, smaller than a cassette.
Like a donut.
Right.
Yeah.
So my mom had the CD of Halloween, like, scary stories for kids.
I did too.
Me and my sister, we get so excited every October because we got to get out the Halloween CD and we used to listen to them. And this story that I'm going to tell has stuck with me throughout all the years because it terrified me as a kid.
I love
That's
this.
So funny.
Okay.
Do you want the lights off?
Let's turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Here we go. We turn them back on after the Gertie story.
Bill whistled as he strolled through the park. He was on his way to meet his girlfriend, Sally. He could smell spring in the air. He jingled the engagement ring in his pocket and thought about asking Sally to marry him. Sally sat down on a park bench, and Bill kneeled in front of her. "Sally," Bill said, "you are the most beautiful girl I've ever met. I love you, and I want you to be my wife. Will you marry me?" Sally laughed and said, "Yes, I will marry you." As Bill gazed lovingly at his bride-to-be, his eyes lingered on the red velvet ribbon Sally always wore around her neck. "Why do you always wear that ribbon?" Bill asked. Sally said, "Bill, I must never take off my red ribbon." Bill smiled at Sally and left the ribbon alone. Bill and Sally were married that June. Bill found a lovely little house in a nice neighborhood, and they moved in. Bill bought Sally many pretty party dresses, but Sally always wore her red ribbon with each outfit. Bill thought this was odd. Sally just smiled and said, "I must never take off my red ribbon." After a few years, Sally found out she was going to have a baby. This news delighted Bill. When the big day came, Sally said, "Please tell the doctor I must not take off my red ribbon." Bill was frustrated, but he promised Sally that he would tell the doctor. After the baby was born, Bill gave Sally flowers. "Thank you for the flowers, Bill," Sally said, "and thank you for telling the doctor I must not take off my red ribbon." Bill did not understand why the red ribbon was so important. "Do you want to hold little Billy?" Sally asked. Bill, Sally, and little Billy lived happily for many years in the small, lovely house in a nice neighborhood. When little Billy was a baby, he would sometimes reach for the red ribbon around his mother's neck. Sally would gently take his little hands in hers and coo at him, saying, "Mommy must never take off her red ribbon." The red ribbon had frustrated Bill for a long time. He loved Sally with all his heart, but he did not understand her need to wear the red ribbon. After many years, Bill had an idea. "Our anniversary is coming up. I will buy Sally a beautiful necklace. She will take off that old red ribbon so she can wear the beautiful necklace." Their anniversary came. Bill took Sally to a fancy restaurant overlooking Central Park. They had a delicious meal. Then Bill gave Sally a velvet box with a beautiful diamond necklace in it. She opened it, smiled, and tears came to her eyes. Bill put the necklace around her neck and started to take off the red ribbon. Sally stopped him. She said, "I must never take off my red ribbon." Bill sat down in his seat with a huff. He looked at Hallie and shook his head. "I may never understand," Bill said. Sally gently placed the diamond necklace back in the velvet box and closed the lid. "It is lovely, Bill. I will treasure it always," she said, "but I must never take off my red ribbon." "Why?" Bill asked, as he had for so many years. Sally smiled and sadly shook her head. She did not answer him. Late that night, Bill was still awake. "I've loved Sally for more than 20 years, but she insists on wearing that horrible red ribbon around her neck. I think it's about time I find out why." Bill got out of bed and walked around to Sally's side. Bill carefully pinched the ends of the bow on the ribbon. He began to slowly pull on the ribbon. The bow became smaller and smaller. The loops of the bow pulled through and only half a knot was left. Bill slid his finger under the half knot and tugged. Zip! The ribbon gave way. Pop! Sally's head came off. It rolled right to the floor, bouncing in the moonlight. One large tear fell from Sally's eye. "I warned you," she said.
"No!
I must never take off my red ribbon."
Lights on.
I've never been so unnerved before.
Listen, that was just weird.
Isn't that great?
I did not like that.
I figured that's where it was heading, but the better and happier their life was, the more I was like,
Yeah.
I know it's a story, but is it bad that I literally just kept thinking logically the whole time? Like, how do you just wear a red ribbon? Like, do you get in the shower and you're only wearing a red ribbon?
Yeah.
Just weird things like that.
And like, as she grew, but what a story. She could, like, get more.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that... I just jumped a little bit. A door just slammed behind us. And just, like, jump a little.
Oh, he's getting nervous.
I don't know that story. They had...
That's yeah, okay, so it turns out I'm never going to go for a girl with a red ribbon.
Red just became the worst color.
I've heard that story, but I've heard it with a yellow ribbon. So that's interesting.
Well, I just heard it with the red.
Yeah. I like the red's more.
I feel like the red's more fitting.
Yeah, yellow, it's like, oh, pretty
as a
ribbon.
As a kid, like, the way that dude told the story, like, I still, like, in my head, I hear the echoes of, I must never take off my red ribbon.
I hate that. That was so, like, it gave me, like, goosebumps. Like, my, you know, when you're just like, ah, every time you said it.
Yeah.
That's, well, that's cringy. does anybody else have any other stories? I couldn't.
I don't have a ghost story. I just kind of have a creepy story. So
is it like actually creepy?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty creepy.
Oh, okay.
So one Cersei night, some of my friends were driving around and they went into ASU Cersei's parking lot and there was a trailer. And so they like just kind of drove up. It was the only thing in the parking lot. They looked underneath the trailer and there was a pair of legs, like, standing. You know, you could see somebody from, like, underneath a car. And then all of a sudden, like, they just disappeared.
And stop. I don't like that at all.
And then all of a sudden, from, like, around the other side of the trailer, these guys started running at their car with, like, purge masks on.
Mm-mm.
And, like, chasing them. And there's only one way out of that parking lot. And so they were, like, trying to throw in reverse and, like, drive. And they almost caught up to them. And they, like, ran away. And so they're thinking, like, somebody's getting kidnapped or something. So they call the police.
What if they're not fast? Oh, my gosh.
I know. Uh-uh. And so they call the police and, like, get them to come. And I don't even remember the resolution of this. It was, like, they were just joking or
that
just trying to mess with, like, college
joke.
Students or something. I was like, I am never going over there again.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
scary. Really, really, really spoopy.
You know what that reminded me of?
What?
Do you remember when there was, like, a huge national crisis of
the clowns?
Yes.
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 That was, oh, my gosh. You would see, like, videos
in my head.
Yes.
Of, like, highways at night, like, in the middle of nowhere, and there'd just be, like, a car driving up and a clown, like, what? Oh, man, I hate clowns.
Yeah. And, you know, some of them had to have been fabricated, but then some of them I questioned, like, if people, like, obviously it wasn't a real clown trying to kill people, usually, I believe. But, like,
there's
still people trying to prank people. And that's, oh my gosh, so cringy.
I remember seeing this really funny tweet where this guy was like, oh no, I hope these clowns don't find my ex-girlfriend's house at, and he just put her address. And I was like,
oh man. I was scared of those clowns.
Was that 2016? Yeah.
Plus, some people just have a fear of clowns.
Let's bring it back.
Bring back clown
fear? Let's bring back a Harding clown.
No,
chase people around during grace period. Grace period clown.
that is a good way.
I'm sorry. Bring back
bad
things happen.
Okay, bring one.
What do you know that I
seems like you have a news story to tell.
In 1983, the Harding clown.
I'm not obliged. I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh my gosh.
Boy.
So cringy. No, I hate this kind of stuff. I am the biggest wimp when it comes to scary stuff. Like, the biggest.
No, I'm worse. I really am.
I used to always have a joke with my friends because, you know, the whole middle school phase, it was cool to be scared to death. And so,
I don't know.
Well, I feel like middle schoolers always, like,
she was a year
makes them feel tough and cool to go watch scary movies. Maybe that was just my school. Okay, everyone's staring at me blankly. But I used to always have a joke with my friends. I said, you can go watch a scary movie, and I'll go cook cookies with your family.
Wow.
And it's kind of funny, because now I love to bake.
That
was kind of like my joke. I was just like, I'll cook cookies with your grandma, you go watch the scary movie.
Yeah, here's a plug for Hannah. She makes the best chocolate chip cookies. Go check out Daisy's Lunchbox and get some of her baked goods. We get a treat every now and then. That's always the best day.
Oh yeah,
last
in the Tupperware.
Last time she brought cookies, I fell off a scooter. I was so excited, like face planted on the floor.
She face planted.
I have a bruise the size of South Dakota. My knee.
But not North
Dakota.
Not North Dakota. South Dakota.
Okay. Have y'all ever been to Peebles Farm at night?
No. I've never been. I need to do that.
What?
I know. I love like pumpkin patches and stuff,
but
I've never been. Anyways, continue.
They turn it into like a haunt. They turn the corn maze into like a haunted corn maze.
Mm-hmm.
I just really want to know like what happens. I don't think I could do it because that corn maze is already kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It's so big. But I don't know. In high school, I worked like a haunted maze type thing for our theater department, and that was fun.
What were you?
I was a zombie.
Oh.
Oh, it's fun being the one that's scaring the person, but on the receiving end, not so much.
Don't like being scared.
Have you heard of these like zombie parks? Have you heard of these? There's one in Memphis
like
and there's one in Dallas. But you can go and like pay money to ride around in the back of a truck with a paintball gun and like shoot at zombies.
No.
I've stood in line to do one of those. Yeah? But the line was so long. Yeah. Well, the zombies are just like wearing layers and layers of clothes and they just like come towards you and you get to shoot them.
That sounds like a lot of liability for a business.
But I mean, I guess it's successful.
Have y'all heard of like the escape rooms where the zombie's in the room with you and it's chained up?
I did like a, it wasn't an escape room, but it was like a blackout maze kind of thing. So it was inside a building and the walls were like not very wide, like barely as wide as one person. You couldn't walk side by side. And then they went all the way up and it was a maze and it was pitch black dark. And you had to try to like get through the maze. Mm-hmm. But there was also like scary creatures in the maze that would like come up to you and they would like tap you on the shoulder or they would like
ooh, if they touch
turn on
you,
their face, like the scary mask face right in front of your face because they had on night vision goggles. One of the scariest things I've ever done will never go back.
That
sounds
absolutely awful.
Oh, it was terrible. It's always beating, but it's beating faster.
I mean, I definitely got scared in this podcast bay with the lights off listening.
That is really, okay, I can at least say I didn't get scared doing that.
I jump so easily. Everyone in my life tries to scare me because it's literally so easy. Like, I'll be sitting talking to someone. Like, right now, we could be talking about something and you could be like, ah!
You told us that you were going to do that because that would be the funniest video ever. Her face just got so scared.
So, like, I literally, I was talking to you about how you could do it.
I was looking you right in the eyes, too. It turns out we're just a podcast full of weenies. That's what we're doing today.
Podcast full of what?
Weenies.
I literally you was me not going to go to college here because of Gertie, so.
Anyway, so funny. I think that's all the scary stories we have for everyone today, though.
Yay, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you have not already, go check us out on social media at HU Student Pubs on all the stuffs. And then if you have any sort of request, desire, question, topic, whatever, just reach out to us at hushockwave@gmail.com. And until next time.